If you have your Bible this morning, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I want to try to give you this morning what God's given me. John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14 and verse 27. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Amen. If you have your Bible, turn on over to John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 33. The Bible says this, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20 in verse 19. The Bible says this, he said, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you." Verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Verse 26, he says, "And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and the mercy and love you have. God, we thank you for your sweet spirit, God, and the victory we have in that this morning. God, we ask you, Lord, to touch us and help us to realize, Lord, we have no strength, no power, God, outside of you. But, Lord, I'm glad that through you, praise God, we have all power in heaven and earth. God, we harness it within ourselves through Jesus Christ and the sweet Holy Ghost of God. Lord, we pray that you'd manifest it in us, Lord. God, you know how long it's took us to get where we are right now, but I'm glad, praise God, that you never gave up on me. And God, I pray, Lord, you'd help us this morning. Take your word, apply it to our heart. God, you'd give us a teachable spirit. And God, I pray you'd help us, Lord, take your word. God, that it would be ministered, God, unto our souls. God, that we might come out of here without a pout and a shout. God, thanking you and praising you, Lord, that we'd be changed, God, this morning. God, in the very likeness, the image of a holy and righteous God. Lead God, direct us now. God, we'll pray. Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you. We'll ask this morning. In Jesus' blessed name, help us, God, we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, searching for something. Searching for something. Amen. Get looking to see and seeking to find something this morning. As I read in your hearing today in John, and especially in John chapter 20, if we got Jesus in our heart, praise God, he makes his way, he makes a way, praise God, to help us to have peace, to victory, amen, down in our soul. There's a lot of folks today don't have that, but they need it. The apostles came preaching the peace of a holy and righteous God. In the book of Acts chapter number 10, it says that they came a preaching peace, ministering peace. In Acts chapter number 10 and verse 34, Peter was preaching, and the Bible said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad he don't just come to the poor, or he don't come to the rich, but praise God, he comes to you and me. Praise God. And most of all, he comes to those that need him most. Amen. He knows just exactly where your need is. If he was a respecter of persons, he might come to somebody that's rich or somebody that's poor. But praise God, I'm glad he comes to poor old sinners like you and me to help our hearts and establish us in the things of God. He goes on, verse 35, said, "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness," or doing right according to the word of God, "is accepted with him." The word which God sent unto the children of Israel. Now watch this. Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Amen. You say, "Preacher, how do we get peace this morning?" Boy, I'd like to have some peace. I'd like peace to be in my heart. I'd like the peace to be in my home. I'd like peace to be in my community. I'd like peace to be in my church. I'd like peace to be in our country, our nation, our leaders. Why do we need to have peace? I want to say the only thing that'll give you peace, only thing that'll give me peace, only thing that'll give the world peace is the Lord Jesus Christ in the hearts of sinners. Amen. You say, preacher, if we get saved, then we're not sinners no more. Well, we're just saved sinners. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that if we say we sin not, we lie and deceive ourselves. Amen. You say, well, what do we do about it? Praise God. We seek the peace of God, the love of God, and the things of God. He gives us the help we need, praise God, to be the children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just need to strive for the perfection in Christ Jesus, our Savior, so that we'll have peace in ourselves. There's a turmoil going around in the people today. There's a turmoil even in so-called Christians. They call ourselves Christians, say that we've been born again, but there is no peace in our soul. Amen. We need to make provision because Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said, peace I leave with you. And He said, it's my peace, amen. And the peace He had was peace with the Father. He was, amen, He said, I've reconciled you, I died for you, I took your sins to Calvary that you might be reconciled to the God of glory. Amen. So we've been restored to a fellowship. Praise God. When you're in perfect fellowship and righteousness, amen, there's a peace that passes understanding. Amen. And is that not right? Amen. When you got your heart right with God and you know it, amen, there's a peace that passes anything you can think of. Amen. When that peace of God is there, I mean, it gives you a confidence. Amen. You can walk with your head held high. Amen. When God Almighty, when the Holy Ghost God reveals to you your sins and sinfulness, praise God, you follow an old-fashioned altar and you make it right. Praise God. You say, preacher, what are you doing? You're searching for something when you get there. Amen. Praise God. If you find it, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it'll be right. It'll make a difference in your life. Praise God. You'll come out of there shouting with peace. Amen. In your soul. Peace in your life. Praise God. And that'll be transposed in everything that you do. Everywhere you go, praise the Lord, you'll have you. You say, preacher, what happens? You take Jesus with you. Amen. And praise God, when He's there, He makes a difference. Everywhere Jesus shows up, praise God, something takes place. But what's wrong with the world today? They're not seeking peace because they're not seeking Lord Jesus Christ. We're not trusting Him. Amen. You say, preacher, that just don't sound right. I'll tell you, it's exactly right. They was a whole lot, and I can talk about me. I know how I am. And they was a long time in my life. I was saved and I loved the Lord, praise God, but I wasn't seeking Him in my whole life. I wasn't seeking Him in everything that I did. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell that. I know, but praise God, I will. Because all that I am today is because Lord Jesus Christ moved into my heart, made a difference. He began to show me when I began to search for Him, praise God, I began to find Him. Amen. And I begin to realize that He was going before me and He was doing things for me, praise God, I couldn't do for myself. Amen. I tried to make a resolution. I tried to turn over a new leaf. Amen. But my leaf was just as dirty and filthy on the other side as it was the first one. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said there was no good thing in me till Jesus come along. Amen, praise God. He moved into my heart and He began to give me peace within myself. See, there was no peace there. There was turmoil. Amen. See, anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen, praise God. There was turmoil in my life. There was turmoil in my soul. There was turmoil in my actions. There was turmoil in the things I would do and I would say. But praise God, there was a God of heaven moved in one day. And He said, and I read this verse to myself. He said, peace I leave with you. Amen. I said, praise God, I need some peace. Thank you, Lord, for dropping a little off. Amen. And then I read on down there, and He says, my peace I give unto you. I said, glory be to God, I'll take her. Amen. Praise God. Listen, if you're searching for something today, praise God, just come to the old-fashioned altar. I wouldn't wait till I got done. I'd fall out. Praise God, I'd get fall down. I'd say, Lord, just load me up with your peace. I'm a searching for something, and Lord, I think that's what I need. Amen. Praise God, it'll make a difference in your life. Amen. But there's a whole world today that don't know nothing about it. Paul talks about it in Romans a whole lot. He talks about that peace that we need, that peace that we should have. In Romans chapter number 10, chapter number 3, if you want to turn there with us. And we're going to look at several verses today, and I want to just paint you a picture of peace. Amen. Peace that comes from the Lord. It's the only place you'll find peace. Now, you may search for it and seek after it in this world, and you'll never find it. People's trying to find peace outside of the Word of God. They're trying to find it in a bottle. They're trying to find it in a drug. They're trying to find it in sexual perversion. But you'll not find it outside of Lord Jesus Christ. I said you'll not find it outside of Jesus. Amen. But there's peace in the Lord. In Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 10, the Bible says this, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. When we realize that we ain't right. Amen. Brother Jeff, when we realize that we're not right, but there is a righteous God who's always right. He's right in His goodness. He's right in His dealings with us, praise God. And He's right in the help that He has to offer. Sounds to me like we just need to run to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. The reason we're not right is because we're not understanding and seeking after God. We need to understand who's got the answers. We need to understand who's got the help for us. I think some of us, I love it as being a pastor when I see folks and the light starts to come on. And there's illumination in them. They praise God. It's like that old dim light, praise God, is giving away these new high output, praise God. And all of a sudden the lights are shining. They begin to see things different and anew, praise God. And they come out of there and they pray. Hey, we was talking about that last night. They said, you know, we're wearing these old masks now. You have to wear them. We're out when you go in public. They say, in order to go into business, buy and sell, trade, you got to put on a mask like a robber. Amen. I don't know whether to pack a gun or not. I done got my mask. But there ain't something, praise God, down in my soul. Amen. It makes a difference in my heart. But we was talking about last night and said, you know, you can see people, you see them in the mask, but praise God, you know, you can still tell their attitude. The Bible says the window to the heart is your eyes. Amen. And we're talking to Jess about it. She's talking about working up there at Tractor Supply. And she said, you know, you're sitting. And she said, I don't know why I do it, but I smile all the time. I said, well, praise God. I said, somebody needs that. She said, yes. And sometimes, said, people are kind of hateful. I said, I know that's right. Amen. But I said, praise the Lord, you know what? Because you're smiling all the time, people can see it. She said, well, they make me wear a mask. I said, they can see it in your eyes. I noticed the other day I went to pick some stuff up and I was going through Home Depot. And I got to looking at people's facial expression and I could see in their eyes, praise God, whether they was, and now some of them, I guess they was just focused like a laser beam and they was out on a mission. And you could see it in their eyes. But they was, some of them, praise God, looked like they was just happy to be alive and you could see that too. Amen. Their eyes were just a glow. I thought to myself, I said, that one's a smiling in his heart. It makes a difference. But there's a lot of people today that don't have that glow. Amen. They're not, don't have the understanding. They're not seeking after God. Bible said, verse 12 of Romans chapter 3, said, they are all gone out of the way. See, there's a right way and there's a wrong way. Amen. And the right way is the way we need to follow. He said, we go out of the way. He said, what we do is we take a wrong turn. Amen. You take a wrong turn, you'll end up on the wrong road. And praise God, you might end up in the wrong place. You say, preacher, you're trying to tell me to be saved and lost. Praise God. I believe if you've been saved, praise God, you'll seek the right path. There's a narrow path. There's a straight path that leads to righteousness. Amen. So they're gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. And that means that they're not of any use to nobody. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now watch what he says in verse 13. He begins to elaborate on these folks. Amen. He's talking about these that are out of the way. He said their throat is an open sepulchre, and their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Does that sound familiar? Amen. Help us, Lord. He said, our feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. He said, their actions just bring misery. Why? Because there's no peace in their heart. When we got the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, praise God, He gives us victory over all these things. He says in verse 7 why it's all taking place. He said, in the way of peace have they not known. Who is peace? Where does peace come from? Peace comes from Lord Jesus Christ. what he's saying here. Paul's telling Romans, he said, they don't have Jesus in their heart. I'm afraid a whole lot of folks, our folks, pray God, been given a counterfeit. Amen? The devil slipped them a counterfeit, and he's told them, said, don't worry about it, you're all right. Yeah, he's perfectly fine with you living in sin. Amen? But praise God, you're not all right. He said, verse 18, he said, there is no fear of God before their eyes. Amen? I can't do what I used to do, because God won't let me. Amen? But I'm scared to death to do some of the things I used to do. He said, what did you do? Did you do things bad? I done things that was contrary to God. Contrary to godliness. Contrary to His righteousness. What He said's right. You say, preacher, what'd you do? I quit it. Amen. I asked the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, for peace in my soul. I said, Lord, I need some help, praise God. And the Holy Ghost of God come to where I was, ministered to my soul, praise God. I said, He ministered to my soul, the inward man, praise God. And now the outward man ain't the same. You can tell if you've been truly born again, because your outward man will start looking different. The outward man, woman, boy, and girl, they'll start looking different. They'll be different. Amen. They'll act different. They'll look different. They'll smell different. Amen. Have good fragrance of God on you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said the reason it wasn't because they didn't know. The way of peace have they not known. He said they don't know Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Lord Jesus Christ, free pardon of sin, praise God, you can't get away from it. Amen. Praise God. But when God Almighty moves in your heart, He begins to give you that peace, that joy, that passes understanding. Paul goes on in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 1. He said, therefore, being justified by faith. How are we justified? Now, the word justified means just as if we had never sinned. Amen. Just as if we were perfect. Just as if we were righteous. Just as if we were standing before God, sanctified and justified, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Therefore, being just by why? By faith. By believing on Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He said that's how we have peace. Because we've been justified through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. We've been forgiven of our sins. It's time to forgive ourselves and walk in the righteousness and the holiness of a holy God. Oh, devil, keep bringing up your past. He'll keep telling you how wicked and no account and low you were. Amen. He'll keep telling you, that stuff's okay, don't worry about it. But I won't say there's a God of heaven. He said, amen. He said, I'll help you. I'll give you peace in your heart. You can put that behind you. Amen. Hey, somebody just jump up and shout and say, praise God. He said, the Lord Jesus said, that'll be your path, praise God. And He said, I'll be your present and your future, praise the Lord. Who wouldn't like to have a present this morning? I love presents. Amen. Amen, Lord God, I like getting things. Amen. People's all the time going to the store and I say, what are you going to get me? I ask it all the time. Amen. I don't get a whole lot, praise God, but I like to ask it. Sometimes they surprise me. Amen. My wife goes to the store and she always brings me back something. Amen. Probably not a good thing. She knows I like them Oreo cookies. Amen. She comes back from the store with them double stuffs. Now you're talking cookies. Amen. I'm talking about a present, praise God, that'll work in the future. And I get a few of them out every night with a cup of milk. Because she said, I know if I give a daddy a cookie, I got to give him a glass of milk. Amen. But praise God, I like those presents that we get. And God Almighty said, I gave the best present I had when I gave you my son, praise God. He'd bring peace into your heart and change you forever. I don't want to change out of life the moment. I don't want to change out of life today. I want to change out of life forever into eternity, praise God, till I'm shouting around the throne of grace with the God of glory. Amen. What about you? You satisfied right now? Amen. I'm not, praise God. I won't be able to shout tomorrow. Amen. We're living day and hour. We look for a shout right now. If we can't, we're satisfied. We just get a little something right now. Praise God, I don't want a little something right now. I want a whole lot right now and a whole lot more tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. A presence of a holy and righteous God. said, peace be with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where our peace comes from. Outside of that, you don't have no peace. Amen. What do you have without peace? You have turmoil. You have conflict. You have fighting. You have battles. Amen. You say, preacher, you mean if we get right with God, we'll never have no battles, no fighting? No, I'm not saying that, praise God, but they'll be a whole lot sweeter because you got somebody to fight alongside you. Amen. God never intended for us to fight among ourselves. Hello? God intended us for to love each other, praise God, with the godly love. Praise the Lord. Love each other. Amen. Even those that's not lovable. He told us in Romans chapter number 12, verse 18. Paul said this, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you. Now, who's he talking to this morning? Well, Matt, he's talking to us. When he says you, praise God, he's talking to the brethren. He's talking to born-again believers. He's talking to a people that's anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, as much as ability that he will give you. He said, live peaceably with all men. Amen. Now, sometimes it's easy to be peaceable with other people, ain't it? But praise God, when we get down to the family, get down to where we live, praise God, sometimes it's not as easy. You say, preacher, I don't understand that. Why is it harder to get along with those that we're supposed to love? You want me to tell you why? It's simple. Because you're in their face every day. I mean, you're right there every day. You're looking at them every day. You're seeing them every day. They're in your way every day. I mean, every time you look around, there they are. Amen. And some of you is probably not as patient as I am. Why did you lie? Some of you is not, and your patience wears thin. But he said with every bit, he said, if it be possible. Now, what does the Bible say about possibility? What? All things are possible. With who? With God. So if we say, well, we can't get along, we can't do right, we can't live right, we can't talk right, we can't act right, we can't live right, and then we're saying that God's not able. But I want to say on the authority of the Word of God, that God said, I'm able to do for you, praise God, that'll bring glory to my name. Amen, praise God. I'm glad I serve a true and living God. I'm glad I serve a God who's able. Amen. He said, if it be possible, it's possible because we have a God that's able. He said, as much as lieth in you. Let me ask you a question. Are you saved this morning? Raise your hand if you're saved. Praise God. He said, as much as lieth in you. So he said, there's something down inside you that's waiting on results. Now, what kind of results is he waiting on? He's waiting on results of submission to the Holy Ghost of God. He said, those who are led of the Holy Ghost are the children of God. Amen? So he said, there's something that's lying in you, praise God. He said, as much as lieth in you. In other words, he said, praise God, just turn the Holy Ghost loose on it. Amen? I told you I had some issues and some problems. One day I got down and I said, Lord, I ain't getting up till you give me some help. I need some control in my life. I need a factor in my life. I've tried everything, Lord, I know to do. And I'm not able, God. But I know, Lord, and according to your word, it's not impossible with the Holy God. It's like, I pray God, Lord, I know you are able to do for me what will bring glory to your name. And guess what? He changed me. He put that alarm down in my soul, praise God. That when I start to go one direction, praise God, he throws a button. Amen. It's almost, Brother Scott, it's almost like a shock collar on a dog. Amen. When I start to take off in one direction, I've got, praise God, I start to load up. Amen. He said he lays the juice down. Amen. I stop in my tracks and I say, Lord God, help me. Amen. I take a moment, take a time. I'll just say this. I don't hardly ever chew gum. But I started chewing gum. Amen? Keep my jaws occupied. Told somebody the other day, praise God, it's easier to bite down. Now listen to me, it's easier to bite down on that gum than it is my tongue. Amen. But I've asked God to help me, praise God, because I want to be a light in the darkness. I don't want to be no darkness at all in me. Praise God. I want the Lord God of heaven, praise God, to manifest Himself in my life. Praise His name. He said, if it be possible. Is it possible? Amen. Glory to God. Just as possible as gaze of God. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 10, verse 15, Paul says this, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. The word of God, peace, that His peace is going out, it's going out. He said, isn't it a wonderful thing that that gospel of peace is going out? Amen. He said, and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. He said, when you get loaded up, and when you get the pouring out that good stuff of God, that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that we have in a time of trouble, praise God. And the world says, why ain't you freaking out? You say, praise God, I have a God, and there's peace, a deep settled peace that's in my soul. Because of Him. Amen. When we get to searching for something, we'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He'll give us that. Through the gospel, the preaching, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He'll fill our hearts with peace that He's given us. That He's left with us. Amen. Jesus said, it was one thing, praise God, that He didn't take with Him when He went back to heaven, and it was peace. Amen. The Bible tells over in the Nativity story that He came to bring peace on earth. Goodwill toward men. Amen. Peace starts, praise God, in your heart, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in Him. Praise God, that we might know Him in the free pardon of sin. Praise God, the kingdom of God, one day, praise God, we're going to see, we're going to be partakers in it. Until we get there, praise God, we just got to trust the Lord, the peace that He offers us. Amen. But I'll tell you what is not the kingdom. Look at chapter 14, Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter number 14 and verse 17. What's not in the kingdom? For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. The kingdom of God is not material things. We think about a lot of times about the material things. We chase after material things. We seek out the material things. But it's not the material things that'll make a difference. It's the spiritual things, praise God, that'll give us peace. Amen? He said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But, so what is it? Amen. The kingdom of God is, amen, it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't you like that feel, that warm, fuzzy feeling, praise you, God, that bubbles up all in you, amen, when the Holy Ghost of God just marches through and He loves up on you, He tells you how much God loves you, how much Jesus loves you, how much He cares for you, how much He wants to help you, praise God, where He wants to take you to for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just begins to all fall in place. God Almighty begins to get the glory, amen. We get to give Him praise. He said, it goes on in verse 18, says, for he that is, that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Amen. See, praise God, if it's acceptable to God, praise God, what can man say about it? But he goes on in verse 19 and he said this. He said, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, the thing and things wherewith one may edify another. He said, let us follow after. What does that mean? That means to pursue, to chase after. Hey, man, it's kind of like being a rat on a Cheeto. It's kind of like a bunny, a rabbit on a hot bunny trail. Amen. He said, we're supposed to get on it and be dogged about it, praise God. Following after things which make for peace. Amen. And things wherewith one may edify another. Now, what does that word edify mean? Does anybody know? To build up? Anybody else got another one? To encourage? To lift up? Amen? Praise God. He said, hey, listen, said we need to be doing things that'll encourage, things that'll edify. Praise God. We need to be pursuing things that'll encourage one another. Bless His holy name. That's what He says we need to do. But look over in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 4. You know what it says in chapter number 4 about that? I can find it right quickly. Somebody steal that out of my Bible? No, here it is. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 29, he says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying. Amen. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. So he said, listen, said, because of the peace that we have in our heart, the peace with God, because we know we're on the right side, we're going in the right direction, amen, for the right reason. He said, praise God. He said, not to let corrupt communications, those that will destroy and tear up and tear down out of your mouth. He said, but that which is good to the use of edifying, lifting up and encouraging. But now watch this. He's not talking about just right now, but he's talking about in the days ahead. He said, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. He said, what'll happen there, Brother Lynn? He said, it may minister grace now, and it'll minister grace tomorrow, and it'll be able to carry it into next week, and next month, and next year, and those that you minister grace to, the ones you edify and lift up, praise God, they'll remember it when you're old and gone. Praise God, your children, your grandchildren, the loved ones around us will remember the good things, praise God, that come out of us because of the peace we have with the Lord, and praise God, they'll remember it, and they'll tell somebody else, amen, that it may minister grace unto hearers. And that word may means it just keeps going. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, I never realized all that was in there. Amen. Praise God. We didn't realize how big God is. We try to take His Word and put it in a little bitty box, but His Word is not contained in a box. His Word shouldn't be contained in me and you, praise God. It should be poured out. And said, we do that in verse 30, because he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. He said, if we do those things, amen, it don't bring peace, don't edify, praise God. He said, it grieves the Holy Ghost. That's why we don't have no peace in our hearts. Amen. Because we're outside of that God would have us to, outside, we're outside, if you will, looking in. Amen. But the Bible tells us that God Almighty, He gave us an opportunity to have that peace, to give us the comfort that we need. Paul goes on in Romans as he's marching through here and he's pouring out hope. In Romans chapter number 15, he says this in verse number 13. He said, now the God of hope. Now watch this. I told you in the beginning that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, tells us of love and hope and peace and joy. And He gives us to it. He said, I leave this with you. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy. We get our joy from the Lord. Amen. You can hunt around, you can look and search for something all over the world that'll bring you joy, and it will, but it'll be just a fleeting thing. But true joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ, loving Him and serving Him and knowing Him. It makes all the difference. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Where do we get peace? When we get joy in the Lord. Amen. We rejoice in the Lord, praise God. Peace comes on our soul. Peace that makes it passes understanding, fills us up. He said, all joy and peace in believing. How do we get the joy and the peace? By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. By trusting in Him. Amen. Believing on His Word. To trust in, to rely on, and adhere to this blessed old book, His Word. His Word is who He is. Amen. Praise God. That ye may abound in hope. Amen. May be full. Go places in hope. That's expectation. Salvation with expectation. That God's going to take us further. Going to bring us out shouting. And He said it's through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now that word power in the Greek is dynamos. It's where we get our word dynamite. And he said, praise God, he said, God will fill you full of hope. He'll give you all joy and peace. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, trust the Lord, he said, that you may abound in hope, have lots of hope, overflowing hope, overjoy in hope. Amen. He said, it's all through the power, that explosive power of the Holy Ghost in your life, praise God, that takes over when you let Him and He begins to make a difference. You say, Pastor Jeff, what are we talking about this morning? We're talking about searching for something. Amen. And what we need today, praise God, is at peace of God in our heart. Peace, it makes a difference. Peace, it helps us to be that God would have us to be. In Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, the Lord said this. He said, in verse number 9, He said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you searching for something just seems like you can't find? It seems like it's elusive. It's just not there. I want to say, praise God, it's there today. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's peace that God has to give to each one of us this morning. If we'll just come seeking it, say, "Lord, I need some peace in my heart. I need some peace in my life. Lord, I need some overwhelming peace that'll overwhelm the attitudes that I have, the situations I'm in, and it'll give me a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ." Peace. The Bible mentions peace over 430 times. I think it was important to God that we have peace. It's important for God, to God, that you and I, the church, has peace. Amen? Peace, and peace from God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have peace this morning? I mean, just absolute peace. You say, "Well, preacher, I seem like I make it pretty good part of the time." I'm talking about all the time. Amen? Wouldn't it be good if we all just had the peace of God all the time? You say, "Pastor, why do we need it?" Because every one of us is going through something. Amen? Church, listen to me. Every one of us is going through something. I don't know how many calls I've got this week. "Preacher, would you pray?" We're everyone going through something. And we need peace in our hearts so that we can cry out to God on behalf of another. To edify, to lift up, say, "Lord, bring them out." Amen. Give them peace about this situation. Because, Lord, you know where they're at. Do you have peace this morning? Amen. You're searching. You say, "Preacher, I'm searching for something. Don't seem I can find it." Well, peace, our peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said this morning, if you'll come to me, and He said, "I'll give you peace, my peace that I've left with you." He said, "I've left it here for you." But the question is, do we want it? Do we want it? Do we want peace in our life, in our families, our homes, our churches, our communities, wherever we go? He said, "We're searching for something, but we're looking in all the wrong places." But God said, there's an old-fashioned altar. And God said, if we'll come to that old-fashioned altar searching for peace, He said, we'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ.